The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. False accusations and stoning as punishment are prominent in this week's readings, revealing the hardness of a people to God's word. Many don't see God among them, and they take out their hate on those who do. They have preconceived notions of who God is, like we often do, failing to see God through the stirrings of the Holy Spirit. Rivaling the suspense of any trial you'll see on TV is the story of Susanna in Monday's first reading. Read the longer version, number 1, for the full impact. And also, as controversy heats up about Jesus, his opponents go after him at least twice on charges of blasphemy without hearing a word he says. Susanna voices what Jesus must have thought about his own plight. "I am completely trapped," she groans. She says to her opponents, "If I yield, it will be my death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your power. Yet it is better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the Lord." So she prepares for her trial and certain death, falsely accused. However, as she was being led to execution, it is said that God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he exercised wisdom to prove her opponents had committed perjury. It was clear to the people that this was God's work. Who else but God? The lawyers try to trap Jesus as well. It becomes more and more evident to friends and foes alike that Jesus is making a case for his relationship to the Father. Jesus has performed miracles, and there's only one reason for it: God's power, he argues. Who else but God? But as that becomes obvious to many, it does not to others. Jesus did not look like a Messiah king, or even priestly for that matter. We too have preconceived notions, don't we? Where is God? Where does the Spirit blow in our everyday lives? And if he does, is God first in our lives, ruling our lives so that no matter what anybody says about us or does to us, we are at peace? That is the test, right? That even though we die, we know the truth, which frees us. Let me end with Susanna's powerful words. Maybe they could be an encouragement to us all. O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me. And the Lord heard her prayer.